it makes a difference. It's still falling into the cabin. How can you read me? Can you read me okay? Good. Can you hear my box cut in and out?
Heart rates, Worden and Irwin in the 70s, Scott in the 60s.
Okay. You ready? I suspect that FCU is falling enough to keep it there. In the yellow. Wait a minute. Yeah, I can't see it. Jim, can you see it in here? Can't either, can you? Standby one. Right, that's what I'm doing. Houston, 15, we're getting ready to open the hatch. How's everything look to you down there?
Roger, Al. Everything's looking good
sure
down here.
Out, Dave. Okay. Unlatch. Unlatch. Ready? Roger. No.
15 Houston, we don't see the TV camera on yet.
Sure. We haven't got it out yet. We'll have it out there in a minute. It should be on, though.
Okay, I got the latch, the handle and latch.
Uh-huh. Roger. Roger.
Getting a picture now.
Yeah, you should be getting a picture about now.
Roger 15, now we're getting a signal.
Okay.
Houston, we're getting a clear picture now, but the aiming of the TV camera is poor. Is it possible to open the hatch wider?
Yeah, we're looking at that now. Stand by one
distance 171,000 miles.
We'll have your picture back in a minute, Houston. We're turned on the 16 millimeter.
We copy. Good work up there, Al.
Heart rate about 130 now.
Good.
116, Scott's 71. Set.
Get it inside there if you can, Jim. Get it inside.
Beautiful job, Al, baby. Remember, there's no hurry up there at all.
Good, Carl. I'm enjoying it.
Going back for the mapping camera cassette now.
Your report, Al. Thank you.
Okay. And as I look around, the mass spec is, looks like about not quite in the cover. It looks like maybe it's the cover that's jammed. Yes, in fact, it is the cover that's jammed.
Roger, Al, we copy. That was most unexpected news.
I can't really tell from here, Carl, whether it's the cover or not. I thought the cover was jammed. One corner of the cover is overlapping a side section of insulation, which I wasn't expecting it to, but it doesn't seem to be, it doesn't put any force on the mass spec. If I could get around and take a look at it. The mass spec is in the guide pins. And the mass spec looks like it is fully retracted. The mass spec is fully retracted, Carl.
Roger, Al. We're reading it loud and clear.
Any difficulties with the talkback have to be associated with that cover because the cover's not closed. How far through the slot should the guide pin come on the reel?
Stand by, Al.
Okay, because I can see the guide pin coming through. You do that, and I'll get the mapping camera.
Worden's heart rate 97 now.
Okay, Jim, I'm ready to bring the other one back.
Hey, Al, it looks like you're running fast up there. That's beautiful.
And there was the mapping camera cassette.
Against that moon back there. That is really a most unbelievable, remarkable sight. Okay, Houston, the mapping camera cassette is inside.
We copy.
Houston, is there anything else you want me to check in the sim bay before we go back in?
Al,
is there anything on the mapping camera I can check?
Al, we'd be pleased to have any general comments you had about the sim bay experiments otherwise than what we specifically asked you. Did everything look in order?
Okay. Well, everything looked good as far as I could tell, except for the cover on the mast stuck. And the fact that the mapping camera is up, maybe I'd just take another quick check back here and see if I can see anything on the mapping camera. Right.
heart rate 85 now.
Houston, you can turn off the TV anytime you like.
Let us get deeper, get pressurized first, Carl.
Cabin pressure coming up now.
Okay. Close. Feel. see. It looks like we have a good field house. It looks down there.
Team Houston, your field looks good to us.
Okay, thank you. Okay. 601 open? It's open. What's 0 now, Dave?
Cabin pressure 2 pounds. Cabin's at 2.3 now. They'll bring it up to 3 pounds using the spacecraft system. Then they will dump the OPS, the emergency oxygen backpack that Al Worden carried with him. They'll dump that at 3 pounds to bring the cabin pressure on up.